Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 26, 2014, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. I hope everyone has had a great Memorial Day weekend, and tonight's call is being dedicated to all of our veterans and for their sacrifice on behalf of our nation. You know, we got a whole lot of calls raving about last week's special guest speaker, Mr. Mike Riches, wanting to know if the call was recorded. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, all of our calls are recorded. All you need to do is go to our moresuccessteam.com website, click on the communication tab, and you'll be able to click on the MST conference call archive link. You'll be able to pull up every recorded call we've ever had since 2005. Of course, these calls are a valuable resource, and we encourage you and your team to take advantage of them and the incredible content that they contain. Again, I want to remind everyone that our More Success Team retreat this summer will be July the 24th through the 26th at the world-class Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center in Texas. If you haven't registered for our event, you just simply go to moresuccessteam.com and get registered right away. Of course, Mr. Rip Mason, Mr. Alan Fernley, Ms. Kathy Pinson, and Mr. Patrick Hodges, all from Legal Shield's corporate offices, along with many Millionaire Club members and ring owners on our team, are all scheduled on the agenda. So in order for you to take your Legal Shield business to the next level, we encourage you to be at our More Success Team event this summer. Now I want to congratulate Keith and Amelia Wan from Florida for being the newest Bronze Executive Directors on our team, and just have them say a few words. Keith and Amelia, are you guys on the call?
We are here. Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Congratulations for being new Bronze Executive Directors. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about what's going on with you guys?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. But first of all, we are eternally grateful for all the sacrifices made by the brave men and women of our armed forces. So thank you very much that we even have this opportunity to, again, to be speaking here tonight. And as we start, we'd love to congratulate Carl Seba on our team, who became an executive director, which bumped us up to Bronze Executive Director. He was our rising star. He's a deaf man out of Tampa, Florida, at the Moore team breakout 2 years ago. And we're so excited. We have a lot of rising stars on our team. This year's rising star, Mr. Eddie Guzman, who, you know, showed up with a broken back and against doctor's orders. You know, it's with the team that we just keep rising. And, you know, every week on these calls, I always hear gems, and I just want to make sure, you know, we share a gem. And our gem is, please, everybody, a fortune is in the follow-up. That's the reason we're here today, because somebody followed up with us, even if it was 4 years later. My wife and I have been members of Legal Shield for 7 years. We were hardcore members. We used the membership in and out. We never knew about the business opportunity until I was asked to interpret the international conference, and immediately after that, and the person who showed us the opportunity, we were too busy to hear it. We had a job. We had an interpreting agency. We didn't hear it. So they just didn't. They didn't follow up with us. And then after the international conference, once we got excited about it, we joined. Within a year, became an executive director. We went back to that person who sold us the membership, and we re-recruited them because they dropped out of the business. So we're excited to have them on our team, and they're a senior manager themselves. You know, and pretty much, we just became good students. We followed the 10 core commitments. And most of all, you know, we have this opportunity. We're here not because we're special. We're just regular people. But we get to walk in wisdom, you know, remembering history. My wife and I have had so many great opportunities to sit with many members of the Moore family, especially Mr. Ken Moore and his lovely wife, at the last conference. We were able to hear the stories that Mr. Moore was talking about, how he got here, how he started, you know, and all the other people, Wilburn Smith, and all the other wonderful people who have paved the way for us. And that's why we're successful. Everywhere we've gone, the people we've met, everyone's been so willing to share. And it's the path for you new associates out there, the path that you are walking today, they've already walked. Mr. Ken Moore's already walked this. And in church, we talked about last week, we talked about, if you could go back and write a letter to yourself when you were 17, what would you say? Well, the leaders in Legal Shield, like Mr. Ken Moore, have already wrote that letter. And they wrote that letter for us by having these weekly team calls. So we're just so thankful for the opportunity. We're thankful for the wisdom that's being shared. We thank you for your service to this country and for sharing this opportunity with us. Thank you very much.
Well, Keith and Amelia, you guys are special people, and you guys are doing a tremendous job, and we appreciate you and what you're bringing to the team, to Legal Shield, and just how you're helping your team out there. We appreciate you very much, and looking for bigger and better things. Look forward to seeing you guys at the retreat. All right, now I want to congratulate, we want to go ahead and introduce tonight's special guest speaker, and to do that, we want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Legal Shield Millionaire Club member, Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Loud and clear, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You know, I enjoy that most. Keith and Amelia are some of the most outstanding people, Randy, I've ever met. No wonder they're where they're at. And I tell you what, the bronze is just a stepping stone for those people. They will be platinums within just a few months. You wait and see what I'm talking about. No more than a year away, they will be platinum executive directors. Mark it in your book, put it on your calendar, because they have the right attitude. They have their servant attitude to serve people. And, you know, saying all of that, I appreciate the men and women that served in the service. You know, my own brother served two terms in Nam. I volunteered for Vietnam. In fact, he got turned down, spent 15 years in the service. So you were a Marine, Jeremy's in the Army, lost so many of my folks in World War II in Korea. You know, both just as Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary for the redemption of our sin, our men and women has shed their blood. So you and I have the freedom we have tonight, and I'm so thankful for that. And, you know, he was talking a while ago about the pioneers. Randy, we're so fortunate tonight to have one of those pioneers. We're so fortunate tonight to have somebody that's paved the way, someone, Randy, that has got out there and shed the blood, the sweat, the tears, the excitement, the disappointment, someone that knows what it's all about. Just a great Christian man, a great family man, a great friend of ours, you know. And I don't know how high platinum he's made so high, Randy, probably 4 or 5 millionaire club member, always in Performance Club, always in the Power 20, been executive vice president, and I don't know what else, have been so many different things. But you know what? Most of all, I like to call him my friend, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Larry King.
Well, good evening, Kenneth. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good, Larry. Thank you so much for being on the call.
You know, folks, today's a very special day, as Randy and everyone was talking about our military, and my hat's off to the people who's give their life to our country and also to the ones that are serving now. And, you know, lots of times Randy knows and I know, and because I've walked in these shoes, our policemen and our firemen also give a lot every day. They don't have a special day for them, but they need to, folks. They protect our policemen, protect us, and make sure that our lives are better on this earth, and make things just a lot better for us. And the policemen and firemen give their lives every day, and so I want to throw them in there too. So, you know, as I look at this thing, as some of you may know and some of you may not, I've been the host of the leadership show this whole month, and tomorrow's the last day, and going to have a great show tomorrow. The beginning of this month, the month of May and June, they've put the 3 and 15 up. And I know you've heard about the 3 and 15. You recruit 3 associates, give 15 sales, you know, you move to a senior associate. And if you want to do the 30, you can get the iPad Air. There's programs out there, and these programs are good, folks. They're only good, though, if you take advantage of them. The young man that Ken's had on there to hit bronze, you know, he's on a track for a very successful future that sometimes people don't even realize there. And, you know, as I look back and I've been talking to people about this thing, and people tells me they've done this and they've done that, and maybe they've had some success and they didn't have the success they thought they should have. You know, I was talking to an individual this week, and I said, you know, there's a yardstick for success. And I said, depending on what yardstick you measure, the kind of success you've had and where you're at. And I asked this individual, I said, how many of you recruited? And he told me. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I heard a young man speak, and a lot of you have heard him speak. It's Mr. Brian Crothers. Brian's wrote a book. It's came out. It's a good book. And he talks about he's made over $10 million in it. And tonight I'm going to talk about becoming a top income earner, because that's what he did. And I've wrote a PowerPoint up on it, and I've done some training on it. And people have loved it, the ones that I've did it for. Probably won't be able to get through it all tonight, but let's talk about becoming a top income earner and using a yardstick. You know, if you want to be become a top income earner, like Ken Moore has, Ken Moore will fit into this pattern tonight I'm talking to you about, is becoming a top income earner. You know, when I think of my favorite top earners, the Wilburn Smiths and the Dave Svoboda's and the Ken Moores, the Brian Crothers and Darnell Seltz, you can go on, I start to see a pattern. In other words, they all have certain personality traits. You know, and let's look at those. You know, to become a top income earner, what do you need to think about? Well, one of the things about income earners is they come from different walks of life. A lot of them are low-income people, and I don't mean that in any disrespect. I mean, many people join our industry because they're strapped for cash. How many people do you know out there that are just strapped for cash, and they're low-income earners and don't make much money and don't have any money to reinvest in their business? Well, folks, we're that business. They also don't have much money to acquire the training they need to become successful. What I like about our company is you can get all the training you want from your team and the strategies we have at an affordable cost. That's what makes our business so good. That's why you can become, and why we have so many top income earners in our company. And this puts you sometimes in a major disadvantage of most companies that you don't have here. You don't have that here. And, you know, another thing, people are employees. We recruit a lot of people that are employees. Most network marketers are employees in everyday life. They have a day job. That means that they tend to think like employees. They expect a paycheck regardless of their performance. They also think short term. They don't have a sense of ownership yet. They don't treat it like a business. They treat it like a hobby, and that's why they get paid like a hobby. Now let's look at this. Now look at this when you're dealing with people that are employees. You know, people want a paycheck regardless of what they do. That's why it's so important that you create that name list. That's why it's so important that you do the things to get what you can get from them. My friend Wilbur Smith used to say, it's not who you know that I want to know. It's who the people you know. So what I mean by that is what you got to do is get what you can get from them and then get what you can get from the others, because people quit. Now, folks, I don't mean tonight any disrespect to anybody or anything, but I want to tell you something. People quit. People will quit anything and everything. People want to be a part of something. People join things. They'll come and go. But you know what? The cream rises to the top. And I'm going to talk about this just in a minute. I'm going to put this yardstick in perspective of what I'm talking about. You know, people come to us with no sales and no marketing experience. I mean, there's a lot of big income earners we got to come here with no sales or marketing experience. But because what I've told you about the training and the low cost, they're able to do our business when they couldn't do any other one. You know, most network marketers don't have any previous, just don't have that experience. So since then, they don't have any, they tend to get discouraged real easy. That means we need to teach them skills. We need to tell them what we're doing. We need to get them into these trainings. You need to spend the time with them. You've got to be a dedicated individual to do that. They don't have any entrepreneurial experience. You know, they're thinking like an employee. You got to get them involved in this industry. You've got to get them to move in. That young man that made bronze a while ago, you know, I don't know what his experience was before he came, but I'm going to tell you something. He's got a major advantage over most people because he was willing to learn. He was willing to do the things that most people aren't willing to do. You know, MLM top earners are the most disciplined people in the world. Kenneth Moore is probably one of the most disciplined individuals that I know. They work their business consistently. You'll never find anybody that works a business any harder than your top earners, and they don't make excuses. I've never heard Kenneth Moore make excuses. Now, folks, you may have, but I never have, and I've known him probably about as long as anybody in the company except Randy and maybe Jeremy, I don't know. I probably know him longer than Jeremy. I don't know how old Jeremy is. But I've known him a long time, folks. I've known Ken Moore for 30 years. And Kenneth Moore don't make excuses. What he does, he takes what people make excuses for and gives it a reason to move on. You know, out of that, he don't make the excuses. He gets them done, no matter what. They do the little things. Now, folks, the little things is what turns into the big things. If you want to be a top income earner, the little things you do will typically make you the big income earner. You know, you'll think, well, I need the big one. You don't. You need to do the little things to get where you want to do. You got to be that commitment. Commitment is the key to success. Top earners are very committed to their business. They work their business every day. They join the business to stay focused. They set goals. What kind of goal do you have? You know, I heard a man speak last night talking about goals. Do you have a goal of what you're going to do tomorrow? Do you know what you're going to do tomorrow? If you know what you're going to do tomorrow, do you know what you're going to do Wednesday? You know what you're going to do Thursday? Do you know what you're going to do Friday? If you're not making a plan, you're planning to fail. And you know what? You got to do what it takes to succeed. Top income earners do what it takes to succeed. They're outgoing. You know, I never will forget Ken. I've never seen Ken more than I've seen him around a lot of y'all. He's a person. He's outgoing. There are people that are friendly with everybody. Ken Moore, Randy Moore, Jeremy, these people, I always see them with their hands stuck out talking to somebody, building relationships. You go into a restaurant with Ken Moore, and I've spent a lot of time with him, and I'm using Ken because tonight he and I have spent a lot of time together. But I'll hear Ken hollering at people. I'll see people shaking hands with people. I said, you know them, Ken? He said, no, but I need to get to know them. You know what? That's what it takes. You got to have that hand stuck out. You got to, if you don't know them, get to know them. I don't care who they are. You know, folks, that's how you build a big business. You know, Ken, I want to tell you something. Randy and your top income earners are results-oriented. They understand their efforts is important, but they use a measuring stick, and that's where we'll get to the yardstick in a few minutes. You got to have a measuring stick of what's going on around you and using your yardstick. Are you passionate? Are you passionate about this business? I've never seen anybody more passionate than the Moores. I've never seen anybody more passionate than Wilbur Smith was. Most top earners are very passionate about their company and its product. You know, folks, I've never heard anybody that brag on a company. I've known Ken for 30 years, and all I've ever heard Kenneth Moore do is brag about the company, Mr. Stonecipher, you know, our product, our marketing. You know, you'll hear him consistently do this. You know, hey, have there been bumps in the road? Sure, there's been bumps in the road. You know, Ken Moore and I can sit down and tell you some stuff that people says, I wish I'd started when you did. No, you don't. You'd have quit. The reason why I know that, there's about four or five of us left. You know, and would you be one of those exceptions? Sure. You know, how did Ken get where he's at today? Because he was passionate. He believed where he was going. You know, the real success, or secret to success, is never, ever, 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 ever quit. You know, and helpful. Ken Moore, the Moore Success Team, and you see your great big teams, they're successful marketers because they put other people first. I've seen Ken Moore take money out of his pocket and give people money and walk off. And I said, Ken, what'd you do that for? He said, I just helped one more person. Maybe I changed the direction of their life. Now, folks, we're a company that we do change the direction of people's lives, and I really believe that we're the only company in America people buy the product that's worth a lot more than what we sell. It's not emotions, potions, lotions you can buy every place else. It's a product that people need and people can use. I had a lady call me the other night. It was about midnight, and she said, Mr. King, I know it's late, and I know I probably shouldn't have called you, but I just want to thank you for marketing a membership to me because it's helped one of my kids. Folks, to me, she could have called any time she wanted to. I wouldn't have cared. I would not have cared when she called because you know what? That's what we're all about. You can have anything you want in life if you ever help enough other people get what they want. That's what Zig Ziglar says. You know, you got to understand that formula. You know, lots of people build a large team, and you can be one of them. They understand that if they help those people build that team, that it will only benefit them. And you got to start thinking about other people, not yourself. Longevity, as I said a while ago, you know, I'm just giving you some keys to success for top income earners. Longevity. Most top income earners stick with the same company for 10 to 20 years at least. That means they don't jump ship every time there's a new company pre-launched. Instead, they'll find a good company they believe in and stick with it for a long period of time. If you look at the top income earners in our company, you'll see that most of them have been here for a long time. Matter of fact, all of them have been here a long time. You know, and if you go back again, and I'm going to look at a pattern, and we're going to talk about this yardstick in a minute, the big-time sponsors, Ken Moore and the Moore Success Team, and you look at the patterns of it. The young man was talking a while ago, but I can look at the Hughes when they came in. I can look at consistently others. I don't want to get in calling names because I don't like to do that. But if I look at y'all's team and I look at my team and I look at the Savola team and I look at the Brian Crothers team and Darnell Sales, and I can look at any team, John Hoffman's a good friend of mine, the Millias, every one of them are top income earners, but they're sponsoring machines. Kenneth Moore amazes me, 79-year-old, and he still will out-sponsor probably most of the people on his team, if not everybody. He brings new people into this business. He's talking to new people every month. He's leading by example. Now, if you want to be a good leader, you'll always lead by example. They understand that they probably need to sponsor, you know, people on a consistent basis, and I don't want to put a real number on you. I started to give a number. But, you know, I'll throw it out. If you need to probably recruit 100 people to find at least 6 real good distributors. You know, if you find 6 really good associates, you're probably going to have to sponsor at least 100 people. So they go and do it. You know, a leader will go do that. And they're depth builders. Always remember, immediate profitability is in width, security is in depth. Now, Kenneth Moore is like myself. He went out and got some people in the business to start making some immediate income. But I looked at the Browns a while ago, and I look at Randy, and I look at different ones. And I go through the Hughes brothers, and I can just go through the different ones and different teams is the depth that's within that team. And what happens, immediate profitability is in width, security is in depth. Kenneth Moore has built a foundation in his team that he knows the money will keep coming, and it will only get larger by building the depth. You've got to build depth, folks. You've got to build a depth. You've got to go out there and help people get people. They build a large, successful business off of sponsoring immediately, getting them some width, and then helping them build it deep. You've got to help people build it deep because that's where you build your really success in it. And then, you know, an MLM top income earner is someone who earns 6 figures. And I know there's some 6-figure income earners on this. Anybody that say it's earning a 6-figure in the industry is a top income earner. There's a lot of 6-figure income earners in this team. There's a lot of top people in this team that you can go out and you can reach down to them and ask them questions and get help. And let's talk about that yardstick. And I'm gonna bring this full circle here now. Is this yardstick? And let's talk about it. What is your yardstick and what are you measuring your success by? You know, I look at this. Brian Crothers was on a call, and I've talked about him some because he's wrote this book, and he's pretty doggone successful. Made $1.7 million, I believe, last year. It's what he published, I've seen on a thing. I do know Dave Savola's income last year was $1,992,000. It was published in an article where I got this information I'm putting you tonight out. And the man who wrote this was broke, down, low income, and everything I talked about in the beginning. And I talked to one of my associates about this week. He was talking about, he said, I've sponsored 9 people doing really good, and then I jumped to another part of the company, started doing group, and then I jumped to another part of them. And I said, you know, I'm going to tell you what Harlan Stonesifer told me sitting in his office one day, and I was in there with Wilbur Smith. Harlan Stonesifer says, whatever you do in this business, find what your niche is and do a lot of it, and you'll be successful with this group, whether it's recruiting, or it's talking small business, whatever it is, find out what your niche is and do a lot of it. And let's go back now to that recruiting and this yardstick of this man. And he's talking about success he's had, and he said the first year I recruited 9, the second year I didn't recruit any, and the third I didn't. And he said those people aren't growing like they should have. And I asked him, I said, do you think there's a reason why? What's your yardstick for success? And I said, how could you have changed that? And I said, I looked at, again, successful people. And this quotes I told you about tonight was from a man who recruited 1,500 people. He's now making $1 million a month. Now, I don't mean to shoot over anybody's head and don't want to do that when I told you there a while ago, because Kenmore makes a lot of money, folks. Don't let anybody kid you. The more success team and you've got a leader makes a lot of money. A good old country boy down in Oklahoma, there was a butcher that most people would say it wasn't possible, but it is with this company. And this man that I'm telling you about was told he wouldn't be successful. And he recruited 1,500 people, and he said, I have never felt short of recruiting 100 a year ever since. And I looked at that, and I go back to Brian Crothers, and Brian Crothers spoke, and I don't know if all of you were there and when he was talking about this thing or where he made the speech at, but he was talking about in his first 3 years, he recruited 1,460 people, and he made $1.3 million after that third year. Well, I look at this guy that recruited these 1,500 people, and I look at Mr. Stoltz. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's going to take out many people. You don't know. But I'm throwing a yardstick out there to you that here's a guy that's recruited nine, is saying I'm not having much success. I look at Ken Moore, and I don't know how many Ken Moore's recruited. If Ken Moore wants to tell you when we get done, he can tell you. But I want to tell you something. I've recruited a lot of folks. I'm not going to tell you how many lines I got going, and Ken probably won't either. But he'll tell you he recruited more than nine people. And he'll tell you he's helped more than nine people. And if you really want to be a big person, you want to be really successful in this business, what you'll do is you'll go out there and become a recruiting machine. And I've said this on the leadership call. Questions that will change your life is, who are the people you're around? What are they doing to your attitude? How are they affecting your behavior? And what are they causing you to become? Now, you look at those four questions. Who are the people I'm around? What are they doing to my attitude? How are they affecting my behavior? And what are they causing me to become? And the question you got to ask yourself, is that okay? Should I change it? Your future depends on it. Your future depends totally on that. You know, people most of the time aren't willing to listen. You know, and I told this again, and I'm going to tell this tonight. Just think about it. I want you to just stop and think about this right here, how sometimes we're not willing to listen. I know that you've got leadership that gives you a lot of thanks and a lot of good tips, but are you willing to listen? And I want you to just think about this little bit thing right here. It's just something small. A customer in a store said, hey, turned back to the clerk, said, hey, you gave me the wrong change. The cashier said, sir, you stepped away from the counter. There's nothing I can do about it now. The customer says, well, okay, just thought you would like to know. You gave me $20 too much. Folks, that's pretty hard hitting right there. How many times have you not listened that it could have been to your advantage? When the Moore Success Team is talking to you and Ken Moore is talking to you, he's talking to it for your benefit. Ken Moore really has people at heart. He has you at heart. I've never seen an individual, and Ken, again, he's got more lives than a cat. You know, bless him. I love him so, and he's such a great individual. I know when Ken started in this business, I know how he has struggled in the business. You know, folks, again, but he's where he's at because he put the time in, he put the effort in, and again, he stuck that hand out. He's willing to help one at a time. All it takes, folks, is one who gets one, who gets one, who gets one. You know that old saying, if you get one, who gets one, you got two. If those two get one apiece, you got four. If those four get one apiece, you got eight. And you get, that's that old duplication of the penny during 30 days. Would you work for $1,000 a day for 30 days, or would you rather have a penny compounded for 30 days? That's all the Moore Success Team has been. It's a penny compounded through the compression of what's going on. Our marketing plan right now, you know, I fought for this to get us to where it was easier to move to senior associate, get you three recruits, get 15 sales in your organization, and you're a senior associate. You go from $38 to $150, that's a pretty good jump. It's up to you. I'm going to tell everyone on this call tonight, it's up to you. You'll make the decision, right or wrong. It's up to you. You're the only one who can make that decision. And that yardstick that I'm telling you about, like the guy that I had on my team that had recruited nine, he went out, he said, hey, I need to recruit, don't I? I said, you sure do. He went out, and since then, he's recruited some people. But it's up to you. The success cannot be changed. Your success cannot be changed by myself, Randy, Ken, Rip, Alan, they can go to these conventions and show us all they want to. Kathy Pinson's a wonderful person. She does a wonderful job taking care of our home office and making sure things are running in the right direction. No matter how good a job she does, it doesn't make any difference if you don't go out and you do what it takes for you to become successful. The company will take care of itself. Don't worry about that. I've been here 31 years, and I've never missed a check. As I heard a guy say one time, the service works and the check's cash. That's all you need to know. But I will tell you this, sincerely, that, you know, this company's always been God first, family, and then your business. And that's why this company's been successful. That's why Kenneth Moore's been so successful. And I'm going to tell you, folks, and I don't want to take any more time, but I'm going to say this right here. You can do it. You can do it, and the old saying is, if it's to be, it's up to me. And you'll make that choice. I hope this call tonight can help you make that decision. You're on here. You're making a little money. Make a little more. I told a guy the other night, I said, you know how to be better than what you were is do more this month than you did last month. If you just do one more, you recruit one more, just be a better person this month than you were last month. And, Kenneth, I hope I've said something that could help somebody.
I tell you what, Larry, you're outstanding. I tell you what, I've enjoyed our 30 years together, intend to enjoy it a few more years together, and I hope everybody listened to what you were saying. This gentleman just wasn't talking to hear himself talk. He was trying to portray something to you tonight that would help you. He's a walking, talking legend. He has a great wife that always supports him, and I'm indebted and grateful that he is my friend. You know, Larry, the $20 deal about the waitress, that actually happened to me in Tennessee, although when I finally got into the lady's head, she said, well, give me that back. A guy standing behind me said, you ought to keep the money. I didn't. But I absolutely had to argue to the woman because she gave me 22 bucks. And she argued she didn't make a mistake. Maybe some people would have walked off with it, but I didn't want her money. But I did want her to know that she was capable of making a mistake. So God bless you, Larry. We love you. We appreciate you. And I know Randy will want to say a few things.
Mr. King, I want to thank you and for being on the call, of course, but I've known you and Mary and your entire family for many years, and we just really do appreciate what you guys stand for and always being able to stand up. And you know, me and you both have sort of the same background. We were both state troopers and before Legal Shield, and so we can sort of talk about other things from time to time. But as far as Legal Shield and this business, you guys are somebody that we look up to. We always enjoy seeing you guys on the Legends panel anytime we have a convention. And I just appreciate your friendship, Larry. Just wanted you to know that in front of the entire team tonight.
Well, Randy, I appreciate that. And again, Randy, I hope I've said something. You know, this business is changing. You know, I didn't mention this. And folks, I'm going to tell you something, and I'll say this real quick. I spent some time with our Arkansas law firm. And I think it's worth everybody to know this. I went up and talked to them when the new product come out. And, folks, this new product is, they took 2.1 million calls. They had the intake calls. Alan Furley went through the calls that they had. And, you know, I hope tonight you could listen to me. I'm talking from my heart. This company has changed. It's changed for the better. The products we got now is the greatest thing that there ever was. If we'll just go out there and deliver, Randy, we've got it. I mean, it's there now, and the Moore family is, you know, is we just love being with y'all, and we're looking forward to a lot more years with it.
Well, we'll have a lot of time together in the future, but it's always great anytime we can get together. Just like when we were in law enforcement, the camaraderie that you get, same way with Legal Shield. Camaraderie that you build throughout the years, and the new blood, the old blood, but what held it together all this time, people like you and Ken Moore that stuck and stayed and never ever quit, and that's the reason you've been very, very successful. So we appreciate all your words of wisdom tonight. I hope people took a lot of notes. Of course, we do record it so they can go back and listen to it, and if anybody heard something that they enjoyed tonight or would like to share, it's very easily, you can go to the website and share that. So, again, thank you, Larry. Appreciate you spending this Memorial Day with our team.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Talk to you all later, buddy.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Mr. Moore, we'll go back to you. Mr. Moore, you still on?
Hear me, Randy?
I can now.
I got myself muted out. I'm sorry. Well, folks, you listen to it. It's great wisdom. I hope you took it to heart. I want to say God bless you. Keep putting, like we always do, God, family, Legal Shield. Thank you. We'll be listening for you next week. God bless.
Good night, everyone. Happy Memorial Day.